Sharp eventually had 70 agents. They worked 7 days a week, no time off. He called them guides or scouts, never spies. They infiltrated into enemy territory with no Confederate credentials or sometimes with false passes for identities they wanted to assume. Occasionally, agents wore rebel uniforms, but more often they dressed in civilian clothes. Their expenses in the field were high. Bribes had to be paid for information. Patrick delivered monthly to Sharp Southern currency confiscated from prisoners. In April, for example, 1,751 Confederate dollars were turned over to the Information Bureau. Intelligence now moved quickly to the Potomac Army headquarters. His agents who crossed rebel lines returned frequently, delivering their reports most of the time from memory, rather than risking being caught with documents on them. Resident spies who lived in rebel territory, on the other hand, sent written reports conveyed by a cadre of couriers Sharp employed, some of them women. Occasionally, the information was enciphered in tiny script on slips of paper. Sharp had crude, invisible ink on hand, but it was rarely used. His top aide was Pinkerton-skilled mapmaker John Babcock. While Sharp was still mulling whether to take the spy job, Babcock sent a memo to Hooker outlining how a Secret Service department should be set up. The report served as a blueprint for the Bureau Sharp organized. With 7 operatives he brought with them from the old organization, Babcock became Sharp's chief interrogator and a human storehouse of facts and figures about Lee's army. A newspaper after the war reported that Babcock's work became so damaging to the Southern cause, the Confederates wanted to kidnap and execute him. Every day, a long line of runaways, refugees, and rebel soldiers waiting to be interviewed stretched out from his tent.